Sweetest friends, we are in the second segment of our shiur on Achilas Eishes Kohen Betruma. In the previous shiur, we saw the two aspects. We saw a woman being Kinyan Kaspo Shel Habal, and a woman being a Kohenes herself. We saw, according to Rashi, she's Mechalek Eris, and she eats Alts Kinyan Kaspo the Truma, and a Nesua Alts Kohenes. She has a upgrade in her status. Now we're going to explain Siyata Dishmaya, Divrei Rambam Hamuflaim, Trumas Zayin Chaf, that the Achronim had a big problem with, Kesef Mishnah, Radbaz, Merkabas HaMishnah, Yeshuas Malko. Rambam says that a Kohen that marries a Shniel Arayas, a woman who's usher to him because she is related with Rabbanon, eats Truma, but she's still married to a Kohen, even though she's a Shnia, she eats Truma, and her Avodim don't eat Truma. The Mefarshim wonder, what's the reason? We find the opposite. We find that a Chalala doesn't eat Truma, and her Avodim do eat Truma, according to Rava and Ravashi. And according to Ravina, even her Avodim don't eat, because a Kenyan, She'eno Ochel, a Kenyan that himself doesn't eat, Eino Machil, can't feed others. And according to Rav and Ravashi, a Chalala herself doesn't eat, her Avadim do. And here we find Fakert. Here we find that the Avadim don't eat of this Shania, and she herself does. So why, if she herself eats, because she doesn't become a Zona and or a Chalala, Be'isr Shania Derabbanan, like the Rambam says in Isurei Bia Yudches Dalit, why would her Avadim not eat? If she can eat, her Avadim should be able to eat. The Radbaz says, "Is Makar Yerushalmi, Rabbi Avin Kami Drifmana Avdi Shnios, Mao Shiochlu Betruma." Rabbi Avin asked in front of Rabbi Mana, if you have Avadim that are Shnios, what's the din? Should they be eating Truma? And if you have Avadim of Shnios, and he answered, "Shtok v'yafelecha, he ocheles v'avadeinam ochlin." Be quiet, it'll be good for you. She eats, and her servants don't eat. So the Mefarshim learned Bitmiya. What she eats and her servants can't eat, can't design, it can't be. And therefore, be silent, don't say anything. Can't be that she's going to eat and her servants won't eat. But the Rambam learns the Benichusa. She's going to eat, taka, and her servants won't eat. But how can this be? What's the reason? She can eat and her servants can't eat. Not only that, Ramana understood as a Dabar Pashit. What's so Pashit about this? You don't even have to ask. It's a Zap Pashit. So it would appear that we can be Choker based on what we showed in the previous year, that there are two Dinam and Achilas Trumalashis Kohen, Mikoch Kenyan Kaspo the Kohen, and Mikoch Atzma, that she herself is a Kohenis. So we can ask as follows. Avdei Isha that are eating, is their koch achila machmas habal a kohen? And just like avadim that acquired avadim, that the achila of the second avadim is mikoch the kohen, because they're kinyan kinyano, because the avadim themselves don't have any koch atzmi v'achilas truma that would enable them to give other people to eat truma. Rather, they're only eating the first kinyan because they're kinyan kohen. The second kinyan are eating because they're kinyan the kinyan of a kohen. Or maybe no. Do you say that when, and so too we'll say by an Isha, that her avadim are eating machmas habala koin, or no? Maybe their achila is machmas ha'isha gufa. She is like a kohenes, and like a bas kohen who required avadim. Maybe their achila is because of the woman herself. She's like a kohenes, and she's like a bas kohen that acquired avadim. So, Reb Zecher Yitzchak in Simon Lamed Aleph, he learned that her avadim are eating mikoach habal and not mikoach, because the koach kahuna of an eishes kohen is only effective for herself, but not to give others to eat. And therefore, when her avadim are eating, they're eating mikoach her husband, the kohen. However, there are a number of rayas leidach gisa. There are a number of rayas not like that. One of them is that the chinuch in mitzvah reish pei says that a kinyan shlishi doesn't eat, because we only learn that a kinyan shekana kinyan eats, but not kinyan kinyano shekana kinyan, meaning a kinyan of a kinyan can eat, but not a kinyan of a kinyan of a kinyan. And the achronim learn minchas chinuch ayin sham that the Rambam argues, because the Rambam writes that avdei eishes kohen shekano avodim, at the avodim of the of a wife of a kohen. This is Zayin Yud Ches and Shumas, that the avodim of a wife of a kohen who acquired avodim can eat. Wait a second, those avodim are kinyan shlishi, because the woman is one kinyan, her avodim are a second kinyan, and those avodim acquired avodim, that's a third kinyan. As Ech Zeyachol Yot, the third kinyan's eating. The answer is, must be the Rambam argues with the chinuch and holds that a kinyan shlishi can eat. However, we can ask that the makor of the Rambam is a Tosefta Yevamos Tasei Yerushalmi Zayin Aleph. So how's the chinuch going to deal with the Tosefta in the Yerushalmi? And not only that, from the Rambam himself, it's meduyuk that the kinyan shlishi doesn't eat. Because why does he bring a case of avdei ishto shekano avodim? You want to prove third level kinyan can eat? Just say avdei avodav shel kohen shekano avodim can eat. That's a simple case. So why does the Rambam bring a case of avdei ishto shekano avodim as a third level kinyan? So it must be the Rambam holds, Taka, that kinyan shlishi doesn't eat. And that makes sense now that the chinuch goes with the Rambam. The chinuch also is a kinyan shlishi doesn't eat. And not that the Rambam says that a Ashes Kohen's avadim, who bought avadim, they don't eat. And Ashes Kohen's avadim, who bought avadim, eat truma. It's not because he holds that a third level kinyan shlishi can eat, but rather a woman, an Ashes Kohen, is not considered a kinyan. Rather, she's a Kohenis. And then when her avadim are eating, it's just the first kinyan. And then when her avadim are eating, then it's the second kinyan. So it's only a kinyan sheni. That's why the Rambam paskins that avdei ishes kohen shekano avadim should eat truma, because it's only a kinyan sheni. So you see that an ishes kohen is eating alts kohenis. The avadim of an Ashes Kohen are eating because she's a Kohenis. We were chokir before. When the avdei Ashes Kohen are they eating because mikoch that she's the kinyan of her husband, or are they eating mikoch that she herself is a Kohenis? Now we prove that they're eating because she herself is a Kohenis. And that explains why her avadim that acquired avadim will be able to eat truma, because kinyan shlishi, the Rambam holds, doesn't work. It must be they're eating else kinyan sheni, and when she acquires avadim, their avadim are only a kinyan rishon, not a kinyan sheni, that she's a kinyan of her husband and the avadim are her kinyan. There's also meduik in the Rambam. The Rambam writes dinei avdei kohen v'avdei isha she'ochlim b'truma, and then he writes din avadim shekano avadim v'avdei ishto shekano avadim. So it's mashmer from the Seder Advarim that Avdei Kohen v'Avdei Isha are both Kinyan Rishon. He writes together the Din Avdei Kohen and Avdei Isha. That's Kinyan Rishon. And afterwards, there are Avadim Bor Avadim. And Avdei Ishta Bor Avadim, that's a Kinyan Sheni. So this is not like the Zecher Yitzchak, obviously with a great amount of Mechila. And a woman's avadim are eating because she is a Kohenis. And we can say that according to the Rambam, even Arusa that eats midin Torah, she has a koach atzmi. Not like Rashi, who's machalik between Arusa and Nesua, like we saw in the previous shir, because it could very well be that according to the Rambam, even Arusa is learned from Kol Torah Beveischa, that she eats Mikoach Atzma, besides eating Mikoach, that because of the Baal, eating Kinyan Kaspo, because so is Mefurish in the Sifri. That was including from the double pasuk Kol Torah Beveischa HaKodesh, Kol Torah Beveischa Yocheloso, and Kol Torah Beveischa Yochlenu. Sifri says that's Marabe Ishto Arusa. So you see, Kol Torah Beveischa is Marabe Ishto Arusa. Rashi in his Parashat and Chumash in the Gemara doesn't bring this drasha, neither does Tosfos, because the Bavli and Amplay's Mashman that Arusa is learned from Kinyan Kaspo, not from Kol Torah Beveischa. However, could be that our Gemara argues with the Sifri, look in the Kilus Yankivik Kedushin Simen Hay, but Pidas HaRaman we can say that even an Arusa has a din atzmi of Kol Torah Beveischa, that's a din atzmi, and therefore Leolam, her servants that acquired servants, are a Kinyan Sheni and not a Kinyan Shlishi. Al Kopanim, since we proved that an Eishes Kohen can give her Avadim to eat, also Machmas Atzma. Why? Because she is like a Kohenes. Since we proved that an Eishes Kohen can give her Avadim to eat, Machmas Atzma, she's like a Kohenes. So now we can say it's Var Chiddush, that Ravina argues with Rav and Rav Ashi and holds that Avdei Eishes Kohen Chalola are not eating, because Ravina, who argues on Rav and Rav Ashi and holds that Avdei Eishes Kohen Chalala, the servants of the wife of a Kohen who is a Chalala, are not eating Truma, because the Kinyan She'eno Ochel Eino Machil, and so Paskins the Rambam Zayin Chof. Ube Pashtus, the reason is because the Chiddush that a Kinyan is Machil another Kinyan is only if he himself eats, but not when he can't eat. That's Pashtus in the Lashon of the Rishonim. However, it would seem that the Rambam disagrees and learns and explains that Ravina is cholik on the Ikar Yisod, that the Avde Isha are eating Midin Kinyan or Shekana Kinyan. And he holds, Ravina holds, that their achila is only mikoach the isha herself, that she is like a kohenes, and not mikoach the husband at all, as we're going to explain why. And therefore, as long as she herself was mischaleles mehakehuna and doesn't eat, bevadai, she doesn't give her avodim to eat. Ravina and Ravashi and Rava hold that a chalala doesn't eat, but her avodim can eat. Ravina holds, no, that her avodim can't eat either, because kin she'eno ochel, eino machil. So in Pashtus, the whole din that a Kenyan can be machil another Kenyan is when the first Kenyan's eating, but not when the first Kenyan is not allowed to eat. However, the Rambam seems to be learning that Avdei Isha are not eating Midin Kinyan or Shekana Kinyan. Avdei Isha are eating Mikoach she herself, that she's a Kohenes. And if she is a Chalala, they can eat. And that's Pshat. Kinyan Ha'ochel Machil, that the Kinyan that itself Mikoach Atzmo is eating can also be Machil others. But a Kinyan that Mikoach Atzmo is not eating can't be Machil others. Would be mikoch the kinyan of the kohen. It's not really machil, because this ochel is not machil. It's mikoch the kinyan of the kohen. But But if it's mikoach kinyan adam, it's mikoach atzmo, like a kohenes, very meduyak. Eino ochel, if she's not eating mikoach herself, also eino machil others. And the reason would appear based on the diuk of the avne miluim in the tshuvas in Simon Yud Zayin from Rashi Subas Nun Ches, that even an Eishes Kohen who is miskadeshes b'shtar ubibia can eat truma, because havayos, the marriages, the forms of marriage, were equated to each other. We were makish shtar and bia to kesef. Question Avne Miluim asks is, why do you need this hekesh so if she's the kinyan of the Kohen? Shtar and Bia are also kinyani Kohen, just like Eved Kohen, Behemas Kohen, Ui Truma. So even though they were only acquired Bidarke Kinyan, besides Kesef, they're eating because they're the kinyan of the Kohen, even though weren't acquired necessarily with Kesef. So why do we need a Hekesh to say that a woman who was eating Truma when she was acquired with Shtar and Bia is only eating because we have a Hekesh of Shtar and Bia to Kesef? So she's the kinyan of the Kohen. And the Avne Miluim explains that an Eved is different because he's the kinyan of the Adon Mamish Kishar B'chamaro. Look at Lashon Bava Kama Mem Tes Chamarta Ma'abarta Ba'alma Hu Da'azik. That you see in the Gemara that an Eved has the status of Mamish being Kishar B'chamaro. That's a kinyan Mamish. But an Isha is not Maman Habal, like the Rishonim Gittin Tess, Amud Aleph, we know that the Achronim say that there's a, when a Kenyan Kedushin, there's a Chalos Ishus, and then there's Chalos Isser, and Chalos Kenyan. They talk about the different, they talk about a kinyan, but it's not a kinyan that imamish owns her. Even if you talk about a kinyan iser, it's not balus memoinis. Just a specific dinim and kedushin that are defined in the realm of kinyanim, but it's not mamish a kinyan aguf. And if so, the musa kinyan kaspo beisha means a kinyan that a kohen was kona bekaspo. When you talk about avadim, so whoever he acquired him, it's mamish a kinyan aguf. That's a different category. But a woman, when you say kinyan kaspo, it doesn't literally mean a kinyan. It just means that's something that he acquired with kesef, but not mamish kinyan aguf. So if you're talking about kinyan aguf, it doesn't matter how he gets it. It's his. So therefore, by avad and by behemoth, as long as it's his, they can eat truma. But a woman, it doesn't mean that it's mamish his. It means something he was kona with kesef. So how then do you know shtar and bia? The answer is, says the Avnei Miluim, from a hekesh. Hashem kein eved kenaini shegufo konoi v'achilaso, is because he's a kaspo of rechusha shel kohen. There's no chiluk. If he was nikna ide kesef, shtar, or chazak, and therefore the Rambam holds that according to Ravina, this chiddush of kinyan or shekana kinyan was only mischadesh be'avadim that are knuyim l'rabam kinyan gamor like a shor nechamor, and therefore their kinyan, there's a ribui in their kinyan, that not only are they eating mikoch the baal, their kinyan's also eating mikoch habaal. Mashenkin be'isha who's not knuya kinyan haguf lebaila, he doesn't mamish own her, no man owns a woman. So her avadim don't have Torah's kinyan kaspo lebala kohen. Their whole koach achila comes only because of her. That she's a kohenes b'nisueha. Because she's not Mamash Kenyan. Ah, she's not Mamash Kenyan. How are Avadim eating? The answer is she's a Kohenis when she gets married. And therefore, if she doesn't have a Din Achila, she was Mischa Leles, then Vadai, her Avadim are not eating, because they're only eating Mikocha. But if she doesn't have the koach to eat herself because she's a chalala, Memela, her Avadim can't eat either. So it's not Kenyan to Kenyan. And according to this, it's very good, B'shitas HaRambam, that a Shnia Larayas is Ocheles, Ve'ein Avodeha Ochlin. It's true that she wasn't Mischalelas B'viyasa Me'achilas Truma, but Midrabanan, she is forced to divorce him. Yevamas Pehei, we force him to divorce her. And if so, it's true that she herself is eating because self. She's Kenyan Kaspo. So she's eating Alts Kenyan. But are you going to tell me that she has Kedushas Kohenes? No, Midrabanan, she doesn't have Kedushas Kohenes. Because Midrabanan, she's not Beis Oshel Kohen. She's not called Torah B'Veischa. We said according to the Rambam, he learns called Torah B'Veischa. And therefore, her Avadim aren't eating. Because the Rambam paskin like Ravina. And we said that Ravina holds, that Avodeha Abachalala don't eat because Kenyan She'eno Ochel Eino Machil, which we explained to mean that they're only eating Mikocha, and if she doesn't have Koach to eat, she can't be Machilados. Therefore, this Chalala who doesn't have Koach to eat herself can't be Machilados. So the very same would apply to Ishni Al Arayas. She doesn't have the Koach to eat herself. Midirabanan. She doesn't have the koach to eat herself, midrabanan. So how then is she giving her avadim to eat? She can't give her avadim to eat. The ishus of ishniya is paguma, and omedes lotzeis, and therefore midrabanan, she's not a kohenes. And if midrabanan, she's not a kohenes, she can't be machil her avadim, because as we prove, the avadim of an isha are eating machmas atzma, not machmas that she's a kinyan of the kohen. They're eating machmas atzma because of her own koach. But if she doesn't have koach to eat machmas atzma, she's only eating al kinyan kohen. But she herself doesn't have the power to eat as a kohenes. She can't be machil others, because the Rambam paskins like Ravina, that if you're not ochel, you're not machil, meaning if you don't have a koach atzmi to eat, you can't feed to others. And she doesn't have a koach atzmi to eat. It's not pshat whether or not you can eat befoal. Kol sheino ochel eino machil. But kol sheino ochel machmas atzmo eino machil acherim. Machmas that she's not a kohenes, midrabanan, and therefore she can't be machil others. And we prove from the chinuch and the Rambam that a woman is eating an eishes kohen, is eating when her avadim eat of avadim and eishes kohen. They're eating machmas atzma. But if machmas atzma, she has no koach, then her kinyanim can't eat, because she doesn't have koach machmas atzma, and therefore her avadim also can't eat, because the whole reason Ineshus Kohen is eating. The Avodim of Ineshus Kohen are eating our Machmas Atzma, that she herself is a Kohenes. But if we remove her status of Kohenes, as it is in the case of Shnius Larayos, because she's Omedes Latzeis, it's an Ishus Paguma, so now she's only eating Mikoach Kinyan Kaspo, she can't be Machil others. So that explains why a Kohen Shenasa Shnia, she can eat Truma, she's Kinyan Kaspo, but Avadea can't eat Truma, because Avadea are only allowed to eat if she's eating Mikoach Atzma, and she's not eating Mikoach Atzma. So that would explain very beautifully the Rambam. So Mirtz Hashem, we have a lot more to say on this topic, and we will get to that in the coming segment. Li neder b'siyata d'shmaya, for Hashem gives the koach hanamach, we should be zocha l'umad u'lamid. Lishmor b'las l'kaim is called the b'ri samot rosa b'yahava, amen v'amen, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.